Oh, okay.
So she's got her phone on mute and she's listening.
She's listening. Well, listen, we have a little tradition when someone's ill. We sing them a little song. Y'all know Love Lifted Me? Yeah. Are you in verse with me? Yeah. All right. Ruth Ann, this is for you.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me.
And Ruth Ann. Sister, we pray that you feel better by and by. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray right now. Father, I pray that you would touch Sister Ruth Ann. You know, if she could be here, she would. But I pray that you just touch her body and heal her. Lord, I ask the same prayer, same request for my dear wife, Lucy.
Amen.
And I pray that these dear ladies can be up and about soon. Thank you for those that have come out tonight. Lord, steady my heart. And I pray I could just be faithful to convey, to communicate clearly, convey the message that you've brought to me. And I pray it's a blessing to them. We love you, Lord. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey Trevor, why don't you run down and get him one of those bottles of water?
Well, praise God. You're not Vietnamese. What am I doing here? You have.
I got computers on the walk here.
We have some distinguished guests. Do you guys come here often?
Once, whenever we're in the area. This is our 10th trip down since I got married.
The Shriners are from the Rochester area. You still Rochester area?
Yes.
Yep. And they, I knew them, wow,
yeah,
about 25 years ago. Paul and I were co-workers, and it was a blessing to have a friend, and it was an interesting time. But it's good to see you.
Amen,
we actually know you from way back, even First Bible and all that stuff. So praise the Lord. If you have a Bible, and I hope you do, if you don't have one, you can look on with someone. But would you turn to Psalm 27? Thank you, brother. Psalm number 27. I just had a fascinating time with the men downstairs. Wow. Such a blessing. I'll get my mic off, I guess. How's that? Is that better? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Wow. That's okay. All right. We're all a work in progress, amen? Let me turn to Psalms. That's in the Old Testament, I think, right?
So,
Psalm 27. So, I want to give you a little update and then lead into the message. I haven't been here in a little while. Quite a while, I guess. Last time I was here, Dale Morey's office had been flooded. And they were like picking up the whatever didn't float away or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was a couple years ago.
No, yeah.
I enjoy your pastor. He just did some work. He recorded some messages for me and he tastes good. About a year ago, I was in Vietnam. When I go to Vietnam, usually I have a schedule. There's three or four places, churches, that I meet. I often do like 3 nights, seminars, teaching, and so on. Sometimes just Sunday morning. And I usually take some friends. I have my other family. It's a Vietnamese group. They kind of we look out for each other. Sarah's the one girl, the Chow Bao Chow, and her brother, Phu. Her father passed away, but her mother still cooks for me. And she does my laundry and stuff too, so anyway. Phu, I've known these people for years, probably 20 years, 15 years. Phu came to me after I had been teaching somewhere, and he said, "Teacher, I need to talk to you." Uh-oh. He goes, "I want to let you know that if I sound like I'm bragging, I'm just telling you the story. He goes, I quit on God 6 years ago." He goes, "Yeah, I attended the church and I married a girl in a church and we went through the ceremonies, but I was so sick of the hypocrites in the church. The pastors and so on and the hypocrites in the church, and I quit. But you," it said, "you know they're hypocrites. We're talking about the same people. But you still help them. You still work with them. You still give them things." "I know. Fool, I'm a hypocrite too, you know? They're still serving the Lord. It's okay. How can I help you, right? How can I be a blessing? Let's let God, it's God can do a lot better than we can do it. Let's let God decide who should be in the ministry and who shouldn't be, right? And let God deal with a man. Not another man, certainly not another woman. It's just going to make it worse. God knows how to reach that man if he does wrong. And God will heal in only a way that God knows." So I just told him basically that. He goes, "You don't understand." He says, "I want to come back. I want to be a part of what you're doing." I go, "Hey, great, fool. What do you want to do?" He goes, "Well, I think we just taught 40 people. We just taught 40 people." This thing keeps falling off. I'm not snapping it right, I guess. "We just taught 40 people, and now they're done. They love the stuff you bring. I'm a little different. I have a different style of teaching than the Vietnamese. Vietnamese are more rigid by the book. And the only thing the Vietnamese teach is salvation and church, being a good church member, because that's what they're driving for. They're driving for church numbers and money and so on. But you teach all kinds of things." So, I do the best we can. We only can hold 40. In some places we go to, we can't even speak publicly. We have to, accidentally meet students in a coffee house. And just happen to have our Bible ready and have a study. But we have to be careful about some things. And other times, it's just my health or my attitude, whatever. He goes, "No, you understand. I want to put you on YouTube. Because all the Vietnamese, there's 80 million of them, they all can access YouTube. We can't all access you personally, but we can all access YouTube." I go, "Fool, I don't know anything. I'm not a computer guy, right? Paul knows. I cut grass. I'm a farmer. I cut corn right now, and we got our beans in last week, I'm more basic. Nuts and bolts. But he says, I'll take care of it. I'll do everything. We just want you to do the content. You teach." So I've been doing it for the last 6 months. We have a channel called The Victory Team. If you wouldn't mind, please go home and open YouTube if you do that. Instead of watching your favorite oldies, check out the Victory Team. And the next we're coming up, the Victory Team channel is my voice and my speaking, but the text in the background, supporting verses and so on, are Vietnamese and English. So it works in two countries. The feedback we have is, teacher, we love the channel, but we're all watching on our phones. And our phones are too small to read the text. So can you use a Vietnamese voice? So we're taking the same material and we're wiping my voice off and we're putting on a Vietnamese voice so they can listen to a lesson in their own language. And we can reach, the potential to help people, to reach people is just fantastic.
Amen.
It's unlimited. We're talking in millions and millions. And it's so great. This afternoon, your pastor allowed me to record him teaching several lessons. And he'll be up in probably a couple months. He'll be up on our channel. But I want tonight, this is where you come in. Would you help me? I need a lot of help. I need help. Would you help me? Because I want to use you as a dry run. I want to practice. We're not going to run the camera. I just want you to listen and give me feedback. You can give me verbal feedback. I can read your body language. Vietnamese have asked me, we did a series on types of Christ. It's like a 20-part series. But after that, they asked me, can you do a how-to? How to what? I mean, that could go anywhere. How to deal with our emotions. Our emotions get us in trouble. We have emotions. We're not robots. God has emotions. Amen? It's okay to have emotions. Be angry and sin not. That's the problem. How to not let your emotions steer you, but just alert you that there's a problem. I'm talking about negative emotions. Bitterness and envy, hatred, and so on and so forth, right? So we're doing a series, and as is so often, when you prepare a message, God has you live it first. I was telling as a young man that God's called him to preach. I said, wow. It's a different kind of stress. Because you go through it, and then you talk about it. You help other people through it. And it's tough. It's not a stress like you don't have a time clock and you check out, you're done. It's your life.
That's right.
And you communicate those things to your life. So we're doing a series called How to Deal with Our Emotions. In this series, we have a pattern we're trying to establish. I want to help my friends here and there get control, get over the emotions that are hurting them. Because they're doing strange things to deal with their emotions. They drink. They take pills. They do funny things. And it gives them some peace for a while. But it's actually worse in the end.
Yeah. That's right.
It doesn't really deal with it. It deals with a symptom. I can change my state and I can feel a better emotion temporarily. Until it wears off, then I got to pay for all the other stuff that I did. So how can we help? Out of Romans 6, you probably have heard this before. It's the same way you deal with a sin or anything else. Knowing this, learn the truth. Learn the truth about your problem, your blessing, anything that's a struggle for you. Learn what it really is. Secondly, I think it's in Romans 6, verse 13, he says, reckon ye also yourselves. After all you've learned and you get those facts, and you've got those facts, they're out there, that's true, I know that's fake news. This is the word of God, this is truth. I get a hold of that. It doesn't do any good until you bring it in and make it yours. Make it your truth. Jeopardy is not going to call you. It's no good just to have facts. You got to make them your facts. You know what I'm saying? Make it yours. And you read a psalm. A lot of people read psalms when they're upset or whatever. And that's good because you read that psalm and you go, wow, that's how I feel. I could have written that, but I couldn't have written that well. But I feel that way. That's my psalm. Then you take that truth, you make it your truth, and then it says yield. Yield the whole way. What's yield mean? Give way. Wait for the other. You give them the right to drive, the yield sign, right? Go ahead. Not me first. Go ahead. I'll go when it's clear. I yield. I give way. I yield to truth. And then I can just rest. I liken it to this. I probably have used this before here. I want to go to Saigon. And I say that every time I come back from Saigon. So, how do I get there? Well, I got to get a flight from Syracuse or Rochester to Saigon. So I'll get on the internet and I'll get it Expedia.com or whatever is cheap, Kayak, right? And I find the facts about Saigon and Syracuse, Saigon and Rochester. And there's a flight there, and there's a flight there. Oh, I don't want that one. That diverts me. That's a 45-hour flight. I want them to be less than 32, you know. I try to, no more than, I don't want a six-hour layover in Doha. You know, I can't imagine anything good for me in Doha. So there's a flight I want, and I can get my assigned seat, and I can do this and that. And that, there it is. It's there. It's fact. We can read it. But now I have to apply that truth. What's that mean? That means I get out my credit card and I give them my number and I buy that ticket. Wow. It's on my account. That's my ticket now, right? And then the final step, airplane day. Go through all the checks and all that security and such. I get on the plane and I find my seat. And I sit in my seat. And I pray that's an empty or a little Vietnamese woman next to me. Because the seats are this wide and I'm this wide. One time God said, well, I'll fix you. He put two bodybuilders in the room. So the whole trip, we're all three of us are riding like this. Gives you time to pray, you know. And they close that door in that airplane. It's time to yield. There's nothing you can do. You're going where that airplane's going. Apart from wrestling with the marshal, you know, you're going there. That's what we do. We're dealing with our emotions, the negative emotions that hurt us. Psalm 27. Pastor, again, I thank you for having me in.
Amen.
You are a friend of mine.
I like it.
I mean, I you I don't know if he knows, but little things he says now and then, it's like, wow, that's good. I can use that. I can use that. That's good. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also on me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave not me. We're getting to the crux of the Bible study tonight. Leave me not, neither forsake me. What do you do when you feel forsaken? Have you ever felt, you know what? If you've lived, you've gone through it. You have felt forsaken. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me. Wow. You want to feel forsaken? Some of you know exactly what that feels like. That's not a good feeling. That's not a state you want to stay in, is it? Then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way. In fact, Jesus cried out. Psalm 22, he cries that out from the cross, talking about, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Talk about, that's negative waves, baby, negative waves. There's someone with a bad attitude. There's someone with real pain. I've been forsaken. Can you hear me? Teach me thy way, verse 11. O Lord, lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's the here and now. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verse 9. We discussed it when we went through it. 9 and 10. Our series is about negative feelings. This has got to be one of the most negative of negative. When you're forsaken. And to make the point, the psalmist writes that he feels, whether it's justified or not, I'm sure it was a true feeling. Even my father and my mother have forsaken me. Can I open that just a little bit? Can you let me preach between, bless you. Can I preach between the lines? Your father and your mother, they should be. I know it's not the case. But they should be the people that are the last to forsake you. Those are the people that have your back. They're in your camp. They love you. What do you do when people that love you forsake you? Maybe it's a teacher, an uncle, it's a some other relative. Maybe it's your best friend. Oh, it hurts. We don't want you to stay in that state. But we don't want you to dilute just the symptoms with alcohol and so on. Let's follow our formula and see what we see. See if we can address this one. We're going to take this one feeling and see if it works. We plug it into our formula. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Let's look to the Lord. And this is how. How? Because oftentimes we tell people, just give it to God. I do, but I get it back. How is that? You know, maybe he doesn't want it. Oh, he'll take it. Sometimes he takes it, and sometimes it's like, you know, the root of bitterness. It's still in there. Verse 11, here we go. Here's our first point. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path. Our formula says, knowing this, learn this. In this case, teach me, Lord. I'm ready to learn. I want to learn your path. I want to learn the clear and good way. Lord, there's a lesson in here for me. Lord, show me truth. I get all kinds of noise. Look at verse 12. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me. They breathe out cruelty. There's a lot of false statements going on that are regarding this slander. And I'm confused. Maybe, is it true? Am I, you know, a person that's been abused, the abuser will put them down, they try to make their value less to justify what they've done, and that person will after a while go, yeah, I guess I am really nothing, I am bad, I guess God doesn't love me, amen, that's what they think, I guess I am a nobody ever, and they start to believe that. Separate that junk. That's garbage. That's fake news. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Teach me truth, Lord. Give me some Bible verses that I can cling to. Know the truth. Know the truth about your... See, I don't feel forsaken, but there's something else. There's anger, there's bitterness, there's envy, right? You human, you. How dare you? How dare you be a person? Find the truth that pertains to your case. And I would strongly suggest you get yourself a good, reliable Bible. Mm-hmm. What does God say? Teach me thy way, O Lord. So we learn truth. Secondly, we apply truth. Verse 13. I had fainted. I love the verb tenses in here. It was fait accompli. I was just, right. I had fainted unless I had believed. He exercised some faith. He believed. That person, that psalmist, applied something to himself. This is what to see the goodness of the Lord. I made the goodness of the Lord. I made it my goodness. I started to count my blessings. Mm-hmm. Amen? I started to count the people that really do love me. And there's more than one.
Right.
I counted my blessings when I realized how much my God loves me.
Right.
I know it's not popular, you know, I don't want to sound like some sissy, some, but God does love me. That's a need that we have. Yes. He loved me when I was really unlovely. I didn't have a tie back then, you know what I'm saying? Basically the same otherwise. I'm no good. He took a dirt ball.
That's it.
And he died for a dirt ball.
Amen.
God loves, what more can he do to show his love? God loves me. All the others, I think it's fake news. I'm going to take that promise that God cares for me. My welfare is his concern.
Sure.
I'm going to put my name on that. That's my promise. I usually have it memorized and I can't think of it now. The way wherein I walked, they privily laid a snare for me. I looked in my right hand and beheld that no man would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. So I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Here and now. That's out of Psalm 142. God is my portion. And I'm content. He's mine. Is he yours? I'm not just talking about theological, but is he yours? You know his love? Truth applied. It's personal. Finally, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Yield. Obey. Yield. Wait on the Lord. When you wait, you let him do what he does best. Let him work. God wants to work in your life. God wants to show himself strong to you. God wants to reward you for your obedience. Do you understand that? Wait and watch. See what he does. When you entered that psalm, you were thinking, And I think that we all feel that way. Someone you thought loved you, and they probably do, bless you. They hurt you.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Right. It's life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but... By the way, you've probably hurt them too.
Right.
And it's just so easy to say, I don't like being in pain. I'm going to quit. I quit. Take this relationship and, end it. That doesn't solve it, does it? You're going to be sorrier and sorrier.
Right.
The devil's going to say, he's got a big tool in his toolbox. It's called memory. He's going to bring that back up. About the time you start to do something for God, he's going to bring that up and say, oh, you're forsaken. You're nothing. Wait. That's not true. What is true? You find that truth, you make it your truth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's no good just having facts out there. I mean, they're facts, they're true facts. But until you make them yours, it's nothing. You take those facts and you yield. I obey you that. I let God work as only God can work. And you'd be surprised how that negative emotion goes away. God will, the love of God, it's so great. It'll fill your heart. You'll pray, you'll care, you'll cry for the one that was hurting you. Because you're better than that. You have God inside you. God, the God that made all, God is everywhere. God's here, he's in the other parts. God is God, and he loves you? Wow! How cool is that? With that as your foundation, you can't forgive that other person. You can't pray and care for them a little bit. You can do it.
Help us.
What a way to turn. When you have a negative emotion, could be feeling forsaken, or could be feeling envy or bitterness, anger, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Those negative waves, baby. Don't let them run your life. Don't follow them. It'd be like the alarm on your dashboard, your car dashboard. That's a light that comes on. That's a picture of a battery. What's that telling me? Well, I might want to look at the battery. Maybe. Well, what I could do is I could take some duct tape and cover the light. That's like treating the symptom. There, I must feel better. I don't see the light. It's still there.
Yes.
But I'm not going to drive my car looking at the light, looking at the light, and looking at the light. That's all I'm doing. I'm looking at the light. You know what? You're going to crash.
Yeah.
That's not good. Why don't you pop the hood and take a look at the battery? When you have a negative emotion, something's not right in your inner man. There's a disconnect between you and your God. God is showing you with emotions. Take a look. In this area, your battery light came on.
Right.
I feel envy. I feel a little hatred when you mention that guy's name. Amen? I feel some negative emotion. Don't let it ruin your life. Take it for what it is. Learn the facts about that problem. I got to learn everything I can about batteries. Why does a battery light come on? And it might lead me to action to my battery. I might have to replace my fan belt because my alternator is not charging, right? That might be something I have to do when I learn what to do. When I change it, the light goes out, and the rest. It's good. I can get into that happy state. Those are emotions we want. Circumstances may be lousy, but there's joy.
Right.
It's on that inside. The inner man and the outer man are one. Everything's groovy. Psalm 23. That's my psalm. It's my psalm right now. You put my name next to it. But you can borrow one. Mm-hmm. Amen? You can borrow Psalm 142 too. They're all good. What do you think? Will it make a good study?
Yes.
Yeah,
do it. Would you like to see it on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you. Sure. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Amen. What's that? What's that?
The YouTube is the Victory Team. The Victory Team. Miss Ruth Ann, I hope you feel better. Don't forsake me.
Well,
may God bless you, Pastor. I don't know when, you know, again, I go back to Asia at the end of the month. On the 26th, I think, I go back. But I love you guys. I love your pastor. He is a friend.
Yes,
there's a good friend.
Yes.
As many of you are. God bless you. Have a good life. Amen?
Yes.
Put Jesus first and apply the things he's taught you. And it's good for you. It goes well with you. Amen.
Amen. I was glad when you said you could use some of my little statements, because I've never been able to use them.
Glad somebody got their use out of
them.
Yeah.
You know, with that, we're going to get out early tonight. And I was glad to have Brother Scott here, and glad for him to teach what he taught on.
And next week, we'll be back to the drudgery of the book of Hebrews.